Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today's title comes from a book, and I've got to be honest, I don't know who it's by. I just was in a bookshop, and I saw this book on the shelf, and it was called Don't Make Me Think, and it was about web design and internet sales. And I instantly got it, that from a sales point of view, from a web point of view, when people come to your website, you don't want them to have to think about what to do. Because once people get up in their heads, they kind of lose interest in the website. You want to make it obvious. You want to lead them on a very simple, binary almost, step-by-step progression towards whatever it is that you want them to do on your website. But for me, I just fell in love with the title. Now, that happens to me with books from time to time. Years ago, when I first saw the book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, I thought, that's it! And I didn't read the book for years, but like I lived by it. And then there was another book I ran into in a business section once called Don't Compete, Tilt the Field. And that made so much sense to me. And again, to this day, I've never read the book, but it really influenced the way that I ran my business. Well, Don't Make Me Think is having that impact on me at the moment, because I've realized that essentially is the secret of my creativity and productivity over time. And I can track it back to when I first started to see that there was an in-the-moment intelligence that operated through me if I could only get out of the way, that was so much better than my intellect, potent though I thought my intellect to be. And when I first started playing with this, I remember I'd just seen something about the principles of mind and consciousness and thought and the inside-out nature of life, that we're living in the feeling of thought in the moment, not the feeling of circumstances. And I went on a panel, and we were being interviewed for radio, and there were two other people on the panel, and we were all sort of self-help people, and one was a sort of a very experienced, one was very new, and I was sort of in the middle. And they gave us the questions, and the experienced guy had insisted on seeing the questions, and I realized I didn't want to see the questions. And the experienced guy thought I was playing games with him, and he was like, well, no, and he kind of tried to force the questions on me, and I was like, I really don't want to see the questions. He said, well, why not? And I said, because I don't want to think about what I'm going to say, because I knew that if I started thinking about what to say, I would get clever. If I started thinking about what to say, I'd get up in my head. If I started thinking about what I was going to say, it wouldn't be as fresh when I said it. It would be more like acting. I'd been an actor. I know what that's like. And less like improv, where you're just allowing things to come to you in the moment. And when it works, the best improv is funnier than the most beautifully written sketch comedy. The problem is, of course, often it doesn't work because people aren't used to getting out of the way. And the best improv artists are. Well, I realized that in the same way, if I started scripting my responses to things, not only would it lack freshness or it would have sort of faked freshness, but it would also limit me to what I could think of with my head and wouldn't open me up to what could come through me from the heart. And that really, that went amazingly well. And actually, even the old timer relaxed and kind of got into it. We had an amazing panel. And I decided I wanted to see how far I could take that. And so I did a year in 2009 of zero prep, where I deliberately, I did talks all over the world, and I did not prep a single talk. And I wanted to see how far I could go with this. And I found, look, some were great, some were okay, some were medium. No, none of them were terrible. And I realized, oh, I can rely on this, but. And my but was that I found that it was a little bit random, the quality of what came through. Something always came through, but it wasn't always on point. And so I decided I didn't want to stick with no prep. I wanted to find a kind of a way of preparing that didn't make me think, but gave me space to reflect. And what I mean by reflection is making space for things to come to mind. So that might be as simple as how it often looks for me is I go for walks a lot, and you know, so often with the dog, and just things come to mind. And so if I'm doing a podcast called Don't Make Me Think, then things will come to mind about that. And if I'm doing a podcast on being messy, then things will come to me about that. And if I'm giving a talk on whatever I'm giving a talk on, things will come to mind about that. If I was a plumber and I reflected on a particularly difficult toilet problem, well, things would come to mind about that. So I went from over-prepping. My first talk that I ever gave back in 1990, I had each page was covered in three columns that they were marked out in 15 to 45 second increments of what I was going to say, to no prep, which was my year of no prep, to now I'll generally do my prep on a yellow sticky note. And I've done whole workshops based off one yellow sticky note where it's just enough for the ideas that come to mind to be particularly relevant to the points that I'd like to make. Now, that isn't just relevant to if you're a speaker or if you're in public. And the example that came to mind when I was thinking about it is there was a point where my son Oliver, I think he was probably 16, 17, maybe 17, 18. And we went out to lunch and he showed me his notes. I said, "Oh, what are those for?" And he said, "They're for my date tonight." I was like, "What?" And he said, "Yeah, I got worried that, you know, everyone said that it's difficult because sometimes it gets awkward because you don't have anything to say. So I kind of made myself notes about what to say if it starts getting awkward." And in my head, I'm going, "Oh man, that's just going to be a train wreck." And I told him a story about Jim Carrey that I'd heard, the comedian, who said in his own kind of quest for flirting and dating and meeting women that he used to try to do the same thing. And then one day he just decided, "I bet if I just don't plan it and I just go and I sit in front of a girl and I open my mouth, something will happen." And of course, what happened is Jim Carrey, you know, international movie star. Well, in the same way, in any situation, we can actually rely on this innate responsive intelligence to come through us. But to my mind, if we pair that with giving ourselves a bit of space ahead of time for things to come to mind, or even space within something that we're doing for things to come to mind, we get the best of both worlds, and we really unleash the creativity within. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk with you soon.